Kia ora whānau, and welcome to the Te Manurua o Tamapahore podcast series. This is dedicated in memory of Dame Kahurangi Naneko Kaiho Mahinik. You will hear from all the awesome people that were involved in creating teaching and learning resources that will be used in every school in Manurua, Te Manurua o Tamapahore. Ngā mihi nui. Kia ora whānau, we are going to listen to Autumn and Rere Ahu, and they're going to be talking about awesome things that they do in their community in Te Manurua o Tamapahore, but particularly they're going to look at whakapapa, manawa roa, and piki atu ki te rangi. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, for Awesome Savage Kukuinga, no Tainui, Ngāti Kahununu, Ngāti Parai, Ngā Puhi Ahau. I'm really interested in dance. I want to become a lawyer someday, and yeah.
Pēnā tātou katoa, ko rere ahu tōku ingoa, ki tāo tōku matua, he uri ahu engo Ngāti Māmoe, me Ngāti Maniapoto, ki tāo tōku whaia, he uri ahu no Ngāti Kau ki Whangaroa, me Ngāti Rangarui. Some interests, I really enjoy topics around politics, and that's one of my dreams, is to enter politics and influence change.
Amihi ka ana ki a koe. So yeah, you are both going to be on a website as well as Plains FM in your area, o Kati Momoe, Māmoe I konei, o Ngāi Tahu Whānui as well. And so, a heads up, you're going to be a little bit famous down here as well, which is going to be it's going to be awesome. So we're going to be going from Manurua all the way to Ngāi Tahu, Kati Māmoe territory right down here in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. So, woohoo! You're already piki atu ki te rangi, going far in that. Maybe if I just talk a little bit of background about what we've been doing so far. So next week, we're going to be sending out booklets to all the kura. These booklets talk about the whakapapa of Manurua. Ngāti Te Ata, who is one of the mana whenua that are here in Manurua, well, not here, where you guys are in Manurua, they were very gracious enough to allow us to share that kōrero. And one of the ladies that has been talking about whakapapa, talking about the environment, talking about trying to empower her people was Dame Naneko Mahinik. And she is, she's passed away now, but she is a beautiful, beautiful lady who has always fought for the rights for her people and always looked at the waterways and basically the environment that is all around you, Manurua. Mātukutureia, mātukutururu, me ngā wāhi tapu ki reira hoki. And so the resources that we created were in dedication to her and for all the tireless mahi that she has done. Yeah. And why does she do that kind of mahi? For somebody, not tamariki, for taiohi like yourselves, basically she wants to sort of like empower our youth, and she wants to give them those values and principles of looking after the land, looking after each other. And so we did those five books. The first book was Uanuku, which looked at, the rainbow. And for Ngāti Te Ata, that's a deity as well. And so for them, really important that we start with Uanuku. Next was Kai Whare. You may have already heard about Kai Whare, and you may have heard that Kai Whare was a stingray to some people. In this kōrero, the Kai Whare is an orca, is a whale. Yeah. And then we also have Ka Ea Ea, which is the bird, the powerful bird, or kaitiaki that flew across Mātukutureia as well. And that was a bird that looked after other people too. Ngā uru tarata o Huatau, which was the grove of Lemuwood trees. And that is sort of like a very special significance. The Lemuwood trees in Manurewa is very, very important. And when you crush it, the scent of it is meant to welcome special guests. And the last story, which is Te Manurewa, talks about the whakapapa or the genealogy of going down to Tamapahore, yeah, from Huakai Waka. So all of that is the background. And for this kōrero to come alive and stuff, we want to bring it back to us, and also for you too. And so what does whakapapa mean to you? What does it mean to be Māori for you at your kura, for your hapori, manurewa o tamapahore? And also in particular, you know, looking after the environment. It's very good to hear that you like politics as well, because that's a big issue as well. And so feel free in your kōrero just to tell us, you know, what does whakapapa mean to you? So, kia kōrero, what does whakapapa mean to you? In politics, what does whakapapa mean to you?
Well, Māori... Being Māori, it's like a different worldview for me. Because, you know, we have our whakapapa, our values, and our reo. It gives us a different worldview. And I think that's what is special about being Māori, is that we have a different worldview from everyone else. And that we can... But overall, Māori is just a way of being, a way of living, and, yeah.
So it's a way of being, it's a way of living. How is the way of living for Māori particularly different from your other peers at your kura and that? What's the difference?
Well, with Māori, we're different from others because we have our tikanga, we have our own kawa and how we carry ourselves. And with our whakapapa, that defines who we are. And so that's what makes Māori different from others, is that we have our tikanga and kawa and all of that.
So when you talk about tikanga, when you talk about kawa, say, for example, how we started with the karakia, that's tikanga, ne? And then we did a bit of a mihi-mihi, that's tika. Before we did in kaupapa as well. So maybe, are you both part of the kapahaka ropu there as well? So perhaps tell me a little bit about, is it still called Te Ahi Kārua? Ka pai, I was an ex-Te Ahi Kārua member back in the day. So maybe tell us about a little bit, Ehine, a little bit about, you know, the tikanga that you have at your kapahaka wānanga. What do you do at your wānanga?
We're all inclusive, connected, compared to other people who are all doing it for themselves, but in Te Ahi Kārua, we're doing it for each other. For our tipuna, for our ancestors, we're doing it for them, not just for our own pleasure.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so when you talk about that, is that the key difference, right? The key difference is there's individualism and then there's collectivism. What is your kōrero on about collectivism, and how does that look for you, collectivism?
With collectivism... It's about bringing each other up together. And if one of us is already up there, we're going to do whatever we can to bring everyone else to our level and not just leave them behind and carry on.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I like how you said bring each other together. So another kōrero or another kawa I'm going to ask about is ako. And how does that ako happen? What does Tuakana Taina mean to you? To you both, what is that? Because you're talking about bringing each other up.
I think it also with everyone coming in with their knowledge and that, and we all put it together, that which that helps us progress further. And with, it's good that we have Tuakana Taina because we can get their views and then have the views from the older elders, and then that we can bring those together and then help us progress.
Beautiful. For those in Ōtautahi here that don't know what the word Tuakana means, maybe can you tell us what does Tuakana mean and what does Taina mean?
Well, just simple definition is the elders working with the youngers, not typically like our kaumātua in that, but people in that group, in that group setting, but the elders and the younger ones.
Great. So they can be of the same age as everybody, but if they have a higher knowledge. And I know when you have, you know, the potty fest coming up and stuff, there's a lot of tuakana taina happening, ako happening as well. The word ako, what does ako mean to you?
To learn and take on knowledge from everyone. And giving
as well. So we've talked a little bit about whakapapa, and we've talked about you know, who we are, being Māori, and what it is to be Māori. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, our environment and what do you think as Māori we should do? Because whakapapa is not just whakapapa for us in terms of, you know, who we are as a people, but whakapapa can also talk about our tai au as well, you know. So particularly for Te Whare o Te Atua, you may know it as Te Manukunuku o Hoturoa. For Ngāti Te Atua, Te Whare o Te Atua, and there's one in one of the books as well. Why is the environment important, and how you as the upcoming rangatahi, taiohi, are going to look after it?
Well, it's important because, you know, we need the land, we need the tai au to live, and if we don't look after it, then that will reflect on how our lives will be, and so that's why we need to look after it more, and I think there needs to be more Māori voice whenever there's projects coming up about looking after our tai au or anything to do with that.
And why do you think it's important to have a Māori voice in there?
I think it's because we know the land better. We know how it works because we've been here. You know, we've been here for ages, so we should know how the land works, and that's how, well, with Māori, we are synced to the environment, and so that's why Māori are the best whenever it comes to looking after our tai au, because we know.
Yeah, we have a very, it's like, link to whakapapa, and I think, you know, when we talk about our pepeha, what does our pepeha, for those that don't know what pepeha is talking about significant physical features of our tribal territory, yeah? And that's part of whakapapa too, talking about our links to our, you know, significant sites, our cultural sites and that. And so maybe talk about what are those significant sites that we talk about in our pepeha. What are they?
Runga, awa, and moana.
All right. For our Pākehā people out there, what do those words mean?
Our mountain, our river, our sea or ocean.
Awesome. Awesome. So for you in particular, what is your maunga awa wakam, Rane?
Oh, maunga imi imi. Whangaroa. Pupuke.
Beautiful, beautiful. And yourself, E Tama?
Ko Aoraki, Kakipuku, Taratara, Metsi Heia o Kumanga, ko Arahura, me Punyu, me Te Awaho, me Pōpoti o Kuawa, ko Uruwa o Kapuarangi me Tainui o Kuwaka, me Te Arawa, me Māmari.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's the richness, and when you say, you know, we are the best at knowing about our land and our whakapapa, I think it's right, because you just talked about your land, your whakapapa, your mountain, your awa, your moana, and there is that definite link there, and that you go back there as well in terms of ahika and looking after the land, looking after the waters and stuff as well, which is beautiful. Manawa Roa, which is the second part that we talk about as well, and you already talked about it in terms of kapahaka, you know, each person looks after themselves as well. Manawa Roa, you know, is also looking at mental health and well-being as well. Can you give us a little bit of a kōrero about how you as young people deal with mental health and how does your, you know, how does your whakapapa help you as well in that?
On that, when we know who we are and where we come from, we can kind of build on that and get help and just get help and speaking with others so that in the end we can pick out to ki te rangi.
Beautiful, beautiful. How about yourself?
I think it's just asking others to help you strengthen your whare tapawha, not just your mental well-being, your physical, spiritual, and all of that. And with that, making sure that our whare tapawha is good, that can help us overcome our challenges.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Because, again, the whare tapawha, when you're talking about, it's like the four walls, eh? And you spoke about it. It's a health model that we use here in Aotearoa. It's a health model that's used across internationally now as well. And so you talked about it like if one of the walls fall down, that's where you need to support, yeah? Like if your physical health falls down, right? Is that correct? Like, you know, your health and well-being and that. And obviously spirituality, whatever that may be as well. And Māori are very spiritual too, yeah? Well, we do karakia all the time. Mai rā no, me rātu mea. So, ka pai tēnā. The last part we're going to look at is transformations and excelling. And obviously you two are going to excel and hopefully either go into tertiary education, whatever that may be, university or whatnot, or vocational type of mahi as well. I think they make more money in the vocations, to be honest. But tell us, you know, piki atu ki te rangi, that's actually one of your, you know, your go-to at Manurua High School as well, eh? That talks about who you are. So maybe tell us, what does piki atu ki te rangi mean to you at Manurua High? What does piki atu ki te rangi mean to you personally?
Well, one whakatauki I like to associate with that is mahi a te mahi he poanga mo te iwi. So with that, being like tāwhaki, and climbing those obstacles and getting to the top of your whare to help everyone, not just for yourself. because when Tafaki climbed up to the heavens, he didn't just go up there and stay up there. You know, he came back down to help everyone else and gave the kite, or ngā kite o te wānanga to everyone else.
Wow, beautiful. That's very, very beautiful. Ehine, hea ho whakaro.
It's just trying to do your best for now to get, as he said, to get past all the obstacles that school brings you, trying to get through high school to get to university and then end up in your desired destination, to then come back and bring your knowledge and everything you've learnt and share that around.
Beautiful. And I love how you both are saying that you're getting the knowledge. And again, this is a collective mindset, but you're not getting it for yourself. You're giving it for your people. You're giving it. You're going to bring it back to Te Manurua o Toma Pahore, or back to your iwi, your hapu rānei, kia rātou mā. So, and I think that's the beautifulness of being Māori as well, is that you're always thinking about your people. Is there any particular personal goals that you have after high school that you're looking at in terms of piki atu ki te rangi?
Well, one thing is I want to go to university to study a subject, I don't know, at the moment, but that will help me get into politics, because I think that's where Māori needs more help, is in the political thing, so our people are coming first. And with having that platform as a politician, you're able to make changes.
Beautiful. So you want to make transformational change through the political landscape. That's awesome. Beautiful. And how about yourself?
I want to do that through becoming a lawyer, taking care of the injustices through the justice system, and just getting the help that our Māori community need.
Beautiful, yep. Getting the help that our Māori community need, justice and politics. I think we got the makings of a great team here coming through. Better watch out, te ao. Here comes Te Manurua o Te Tamapahore, piki atu ki te rangi. So, i roto i tēnā, kā tika atu ki te mihi atu ki a kōrua o te rā, kia koe whae kei reira tōnu iaia, Nicola, ka mihi atu ki a koe, ka mihi atu ki a koutou katoa. O te rā, kia koe hoki roa, tēnā koe.
Just a part of me. Oh, Kuwa awa tea kapana ilunga ilunga I te rangi ki kila mai ika 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 te moana ika 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 te moana ika 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 te moana ika 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 te moana
I don't care what it is. I wanna help for certain, but it takes more than a kiss. All this love and affection I'm feeling for you now, send it back in my direction. Girl, I can show you how. My love, it's coming on strong. You know, you've been gone way too long. Bring back bring back your loving to me. All the words that passed between us, spoken in haste, could have gone back and forth to Venus, or all the time we wasted, staying angry at each other, sometimes just for anger's sake. I don't want no other lover, got too much here at stake. Our love is worth fighting for. You know, even as you close that door, bring back your loving to me. Bring it right back here, baby. Bring back your loving to me. Our downfall, girl, I've swallowed mine. I'm begging you, baby, come back, and I will toe the line. To the top of the Eiffel Tower, to the bottom of the sea. If it means just one more hour, your light will shine on me.